This will probably be the most unexpected way that you've seen on the internet to save $30,000, but it's my story and I'm sticking to it, and I plan on sharing it with you today. And if you need some motivation and encouragement in your financial journey, then you'll want to stick around until the end because I got you. Now, $30,000 in 6 months seems like a tall order, and if I weren't me, I would think, how? But in a backward type of way, I'm going to reverse this little story to be able to share what I did in order to make that happen so that you can make whatever results possible for you. Now, I was able to save this much between mid-May of 2020, yes, I said it, 2020, to beginning of 2021. And I was able to just have this snowball of savings for a couple of different reasons. One being that I had learned how to manage my money really well. Essentially, I, 3 years prior to that, was paying down my debt, and in that journey, had to figure out how to manage my money in order to, become debt-free by the time I was 30. So I spent 3 years prior to being able to save $30,000 working on my money mindset, my money management skills, and learning how to make more money. Those are the three things that truly shifted everything and made it possible for me to actually see the number $30,000 in my bank account, which was wild, I will tell you. And maybe if I have a screenshot, I'll share like the closest that I had as far as screenshots go in the video. But if you don't work on those three things, honestly, you're going to be on this hamster wheel of saving and spending and saving and spending, saving and maybe having to use it all on unexpected emergencies, or, not being able to save at all because all the money that comes in is what you end up using, just to live. You just consume everything that you create. And so I would highly suggest starting with your relationship with money. And if you haven't heard me talk about it before, when I say relationship with money, if you've never used the term, essentially it sounds kind of weird, but thinking of yourself as being in a relationship with money in the sense that like you treat money like you would treat a person that you're in a relationship with. How much time would you want someone to spend with you if you were in a relationship with them? What kind of attention would you expect for them to give to you, or that you expect to give to them for the relationship to thrive? What would you want to know? How would you inquire? How would you take care of this relationship if it mattered to you? And yes, it sounds weird because we're talking about green pieces of paper with dead people's faces on them. But that shift can really be helpful in you having more respect for yourself and this relationship with money, but also being able to shift from one of the most toxic things that I hear and that I personally have also said and experienced myself, which is like, if you've ever said or thought, get in control of your finances or your money. And if you have ever been in a relationship, you know that you don't want to be controlled in a relationship, and you also don't want to be controlling in a relationship. Control comes from anxiety and fear and lack and limitation, right? Scarcity mindset. And we have to shift out of that to collaboration, which is more of an abundance mindset. When you allow the money to come and you allow the money to flow, that's going to be the best state of mind to be in. Now, I talk a lot about money mindset because I'm a therapist who happened to do some things in my personal finance journey, and now exclusively I help women online be able to build wealth without burning themselves out. So if you would like to learn more about that, I'll leave a link in the description. Now, the mindset piece, like I mentioned, is an ongoing process that you have to take on, kind of like a lifetime student, because just like there's always a new iPhone update, you're gonna have to update and upgrade your money mindset as your life evolves. When you go from, not making enough money to making enough, there are gonna have to be some mental shifts that happen. When you start making more than enough money to cover your bills and you're like, oh my gosh, I have more money left over than I have things to spend money on, you're gonna have to shift your mindset. There's gonna be a lot of different ways and places in your journey, in your life, where you're gonna have to update and upgrade the way you think, feel, and act with money. So being able to take on this like idea or this way of being that is like a lifetime student is going to serve you best. Just like we update our iPhones, our shoes, our clothes, our cars, we want to be updating our mindset as well. So think about what that could look like for you, whether it's doing a book club, joining a community like ours, being able to have these conversations with friends or family members. Like, what are you going to be able to do? And drop it in the comments, even if you want, what your game plan is to be constantly working on your money mindset. Now, like I said, the next thing was managing money. So when I started my journey intentionally in 2017, I was about 26 going on 27. I didn't grow up learning about money a lot. All I knew was not to co-sign for anybody, so I didn't do that. But I also didn't save money or invest or know how to budget or know how to like not have too much debt. So for me, it really was asking myself, well, what's my goal? And my big goal at the time was to become debt-free by the time I was 30. And then the questions came up like, well, how are we gonna do that if we don't even know what's going on with our money right now? So that's where the money management piece came in. And one of the biggest misconceptions that I think a lot of women have is, okay, I need to budget, which yes, you do. And your budget is just a guesstimate of what you want to see happen with your money. But before you even budget, you have to audit your finances and your spending to be able to say, okay, well, where's the money going? So that you can see if there's any trends. So take the last, let's say, 30, 60, 90 days to look back at your bank accounts and things like that. You don't have to be super meticulous if it's overwhelming, but if you are a type A person and you're like, I wanna know exactly what occurred, then you can get down to the nitty gritty and kind of calculate everything to a T. Whatever is going to help you make progress is what you need to do. That's gonna give you an idea of trends, but know that it's going to shift and evolve over time regardless. So we purchased our first home this year. The spikes and the dips are all over the place for us because there's closing costs and then we had to buy stuff for the house and then we had to get the backyard done. And there was just so many things that happened that accompanied purchasing our first home that we couldn't have necessarily predicted completely, but we had the bandwidth because we had, you know, the money in the account. We had the buffer. So getting a gist of what has been going on with your money will give you a gist, right? Will help you guesstimate what you can and will be able to do with your money now and moving forward. But understand that a budget is just one leg of a chair. So if you are sitting down, can you sit in a chair that has one leg? No, your budget is just one leg of a chair that has multiple legs. So the budgeting is one piece, but then like I said, the mindset is another piece of your system, your money system, that's gonna actually help you make progress. Support is gonna be another one of those legs because that pretty much ensures your success, right? Tracking could be a part of that process. So you wanna think of it that way and not that your budget is the end all be all, but one of the things that helps you to be able to hit your goals. So it is more than, you know, we typically hear about or learn. It can feel overwhelming, but like I said, you know, you wanna break it down and make it as palatable as possible for you to be able to make progress. Whatever is gonna help you to take a step forward is what you need to focus on doing, all right? And that comes from self-awareness. So we talked about mindset, we talked about managing your money, which can look different for each person. And again, being a lifetime student is gonna help you to research, try out, in my favorite word, experiment with different options and ways that you can manage your money in this season. Because a lot of my students get discouraged. They tried a way and it worked for them in one season, but now they're in a completely different season and what they did before isn't working now. It happens. It's life. You know what I mean? The way that you lived your life before you had kids is not the way you're gonna live your life today. It's what I tell myself every day with a toddler. But you have to be able to adjust and be flexible so that you can try different things to see what's gonna work in this season. Why? I.e., it's helpful to have support because that support can help you figure out how to do it faster. So that's the money management piece, very briefly, okay? Now, making more money. If you just don't have the margin, you don't have the margin. So there's nothing that you can do that's gonna help you make progress if the money is not there. And for me, that's what the case was in 2017. It just wasn't there. This is why I was in debt. I was going in the hole every month because I was spending more than I was making. So I had credit cards and I had student loans that were lingering there for a little while until I got rid of them. And so making more money can look different depending on what your profession is, right? And what route you go down. in your 9-to-5, you want to be thinking about how to maximize your skills in your workplace so that you can prepare for getting raises and bonuses, promotions, job searching and job hopping maybe in order to be able to increase your income faster in the corporate sector, right? But there's also in your business, how can you then, you know, utilize your skills to leverage a higher income by increasing your rates when it makes sense, being able to create offers that are truly valuable and transformational that you can, you know, request higher investment of, right? And so this isn't about willy-nilly charging people, you know, buku bucks just because, right? This is having the ability to require that because you know your numbers and you can confidently say it because you've gotten receipts by, you know, getting results for people. And there's, you know, some substance that backs your fees and your investment, right? Especially even in your, when you're getting a raise and things like that, how are you going to be able to request a raise? Maybe mid-cycle, you're like, it's the middle of the year, I'm going to request a raise now. Yes, because that's not when anyone else is doing it. So you're going to be able to set yourself apart, but you have to have metrics and data that will back that up to be able to support your claims of essentially, right? Saying that your work and how you add value in the place is worth higher compensation. And so for me, 2017, I increased my income by 3 times. So I made 3 times more by the end of 2017 by looking for a new job, which I did. I found a full-time job that paid me more than I'd ever been paid for a position. On top of that, now I was single with no kids, so I could work a lot. I chose to work a lot in that season. I also still had my other part-time jobs. So I was working as an instructor at UNLV, part-time teaching students at the university. And I also was in private practice taking on private pay clients and working at Juvie full-time Thursday through Sunday. So I was working a lot in that season. I chose to, but then I ended up tapering off and doing some different things over time, shifting my professional career around. And one of the things that, you know, we hear about is like sleep when you're dead. Yes, I worked a lot. And, you know, sometimes I worked doubles and I would like sleep a little bit and then go back for another nighttime shift and all that fun stuff. But if you're going to hustle, it only needs to be for a season. You need to decide like how long you're going to do it for and create a runway so that you have a plan of how it's going to end in the near future so you don't burn yourself out. Because over here, we're all about wellness, okay? Wealth starts with wellness from our perspective, and we want you to be on a sustainable, strategic plan to be able to build wealth without burning yourself out so that you don't, you know, be able to increase your income, you know, accrue all of this knowledge about how to build wealth, but then you have to spend it all on medical bills. That doesn't do you any good, right? So how can you build your health and well-being spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, you know, relationally, financially, and center it around just holistic health and wellness overall to be able to enjoy the process more even, get further faster, and live your best life. So, you know, essentially, like I said, this is probably the most unexpected random way that a person could save $30,000 in a short amount of time was first to work on my mindset, to pay down my debt by learning how to manage my money better, to increase my income so that I had the funds and the capability to be able to, you know, essentially keep the money that I was making and put it where I wanted it to go, because lifestyle creep is real. And all the time people are making more money, but also spending more money with that increase in their income. So that comes from being able to have more discipline and consistency. And if that's someone, you know, like you, where you're like, okay, I know that I'm making good money, but I also know that I'm spending it on all kinds of things and I don't even know where it's going, then, you know, feel free to apply to work with me and join our community to help you wrangle your, you know, funds in, understand how to shift your mindset from scarcity to abundance, have a clear and strategic implementable plan so that you can essentially, right, build wealth without burning yourself out. I would love to be able to chat with you or have you chat with someone on our team to learn if we're a good fit, because it's all about alignment, and see you be able to cross the finish line, right, when it comes to your finances. So that link will be in the description. Otherwise, Thanks for being here. Stick around by subscribing, turning the notification bell on, because that way you'll be the first notified when new videos pop up. And I just appreciate your time and attention. I'm speaking joy, peace, love, abundance, health, and wealth over your life. You can do this. If I can do this, having made pretty much nothing to now, you know, being able to work from home, be with my kids, travel the world, live my best life, serve women all over in being able to create wealth for themselves, then you can do it too. So that's my encouragement and my word for the day over your life, and I'll see you next time.